All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, May 6th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a big 12-game MLB main slate tonight. We have a two-game NBA main slate. And then we also have a two-game NHL main slate as well. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and wanting to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. In case you guys missed it, big update went live today to the SaberSim app. All right. With the marquee feature being the update to QuickSwap. So you can check out our release notes for a full breakdown. I watched it myself earlier, and Jordan does a great job of walking through all of the updates and what each button on the page does, right? So check out this video, release notes, May 5th of 2025. It will walk through all the changes that came to the app, number of bug fixes as well, but obviously the big thing being the quick swap feature and all the bells and whistles that come along with it. So really excited about this one. Team's been working hard on it, and we're happy to get it out to our customers. All right. With that said, do you have a number of questions to get through today? So we'll just start from the top and work our way down. First question from Jonesy. When building lineups in SaberSim Ultimate, I like to filter lineups out by ROI. As I increase the filter, the lineup pool reduces. What's a good percentage of lineups to leave in the pool? Okay, good question. You know, me personally, this one's a little interesting because, you know, most of the time, right, when I'm kind of filtering out lineups, whether I'm doing projection, whether I'm doing ownership or geo mean or whatever, right, I always kind of say like, oh, you want to, you know, get rid of like 10 to 20% of your lineups, trying to just trim the fat like off the edges, right? Off like the highest and then just kind of keep the rest. Well, for ROI, I feel differently about this. And the reason is, you know, I think the sample size that leads to the ROIs is really, really big, right? It's 100,000 contest sims that each lineup goes through. Now, you know, the ROI values that get returned, I feel are like pretty strong. So even if you run a build, you go and you filter out your lineups and you just do like ROI greater than zero. Like, hey, I don't want to play any lineups that had a negative ROI in the Sims. I think that's a very good standard filter to use. And let's say it gets rid of, 40% of your lineups. Me personally, I think that's okay. You're still going to have plenty of lineups to choose from, and you just kind of narrowed your pool down to lineups that do good over the long term. So that's my opinion, ROI greater than zero. Also remember if that you are using an ROI greater than zero filter and you are playing multiple contests, if you're using autofill, each time the sim runs, it is We'll do a demo. This might be a little bit easier to just kind of show here. So 5,000 lineups, two adjustments, two projections, click build. We will go to the contest tab. I was doing a demo earlier and testing some stuff out. So I have like so many builds here. But let's go enable a couple of different contest sims. So we have the flagship, and then we'll just do like another contest, right? So we'll just do the top two contests listed here. And then we'll go back to our build. All right, lineups are still building. Let's let these lineups finish. And I just wanted more lineups to better demonstrate this. So, almost finished. Cool. Lineups are finalizing and loading. Okay, contest sim is kicking off. Perfect, perfect. Let's go back to detailed mode. Another change is the updated lineup cards that you guys can see here, right? So different, just kind of cleaner display of like ownership, projection, salary, stacks. You guys want to add stuff, click this gear icon and then you can add them here, right? Say, I want to look at ROI, right? Okay, I add in ROI, boom, pops up right there. You don't have to view it, right? It's an option, but this is the way it looks. All right, so getting back to our question, right, and what we were kind of talking about. So we have 5,000 lineups here, right? Okay, if I go to filters, and then let's just say I go and I set up a filter, right? And I'm going to use, it would say target ROI, and then it would say greater than zero, right? Well, I'm going to do this one at a time to kind of show you. So each time it goes to fill one of these contests, it's switching the ROI, right? It's switching it to match the contest in question. So it's going to go, okay, bat flip ROI greater than zero. That's going to move 16,000 lineups of our 5,000 to the trash. That's a little over 30%, okay? So 1625 is the number you need to remember. And then we go and switch it, right? And then we go to the mega eights and we go ROI greater than zero. And then now for this contest, it has moved 3,125 lineups to the trash. So over 50% of our lineups go in the trash, right? So when you're in autofill, every time a contest is getting filled, the lineups are being resorted and then the lineups are being refiltered, right? But me, even if I saw this and I'm like, okay, hey, I set this filter up, you know, 3,000 of my 5,000 went in the trash, I wouldn't worry about it. You know, you still have another 2,000 lineups to choose from. I think it's fine. And then the other thing, right, is that some contests might have more lineups available. Some might have less, you know, big contests like the 888, you know, I'm not going to have that many entries. That's like 150 max. So it kind of seems okay, but those are my opinions there. So for ROI, I would just stick with ROI greater than zero, let it filter out however many lineups it wants, and then just work with the rest. All right. Good question there to get us started. Next question. Does SaberSim contest sims still rank lineups with a portfolio approach? Example, building diversity into the lineups submitted automatically versus manually having to use mini uniques to get more diversity. I know the update was made near the end of last MLB season by submissions. My submissions were more diversified, but I feel they are less diversified this MLB season on first build. Good question. There's actually some, you know, I would say work in progress, kind of like analyzing this, figuring out, you know, what additional adjustments and things that we want to improve in this area are. So there'll be more communication kind of around what that research kind of looks like and next steps in the near future. I don't want to spoil anything too early here. I would say that, you know, continue to diversify as much as needed. If you need to bump uniques, if you need to, you know, start with a global max exposure, if you want to crank up sim diversity, right? Those are kind of like all the different ways that you can do it. You know, you could start off with like some global max exposure and then reset it, you know, after the lineups are built, just to start with like a wider, kind of more diversified pool is like one way to think of it. Or you could do uniques, or you could do, you know, try some sim diversity things. But I don't know if it's more or less concentrated than it was last season. I would probably lean that it's probably closer to the same, but I could be wrong. But I think that the upcoming, you know, backtesting, like the backtesting, at least that I've seen, and some of the things that the team is working on behind the scenes are specifically going to be addressing the diversification concerns that you're voicing. So I'm sure you'll be excited to hear about those when more information on them comes out. All right. Next question. Question says, hi, Andrew. I've been thinking about the impact of simulation tools like Saber on contest ownership. While I know a lot of work goes into the Saber preloaded contest fields, it seems like as more content providers offer similar tools, the ownership distribution in contests is becoming more skewed. For example, in last night's 555 Monster FanDuel 555 contest on FanDuel, Saber projected Matthew Boyd's ownership at around 14%, but he ended up being close to double that. Given this, I'm curious what your thoughts on creating custom fields and using them for contest sims. Do you think they offer a strategic advantage in understanding and leveraging ownership distributions? Looking forward to hearing your insights. Yeah, good question. So let's go back to yesterday. So there was one thing we were talking about yesterday that makes me want to go and look at this. So I'm quite curious. Okay, let's go to pitchers. Let's go by projection. Okay, so I don't know when or where his projection was yesterday. Like, but what I do want to kind of point out here, right, is that this is something interesting that we were talking about yesterday, right, is changing your ownership source for the contest that, like, you're primarily optimizing for. And we were talking about, like, hey, you know, I might be in this screen and, you know, Reagan's is 31% owned in flagship MME, which is the default. But if I go and switch it to, say, like, high stakes single entry, you know, maybe it changes, right? Reagan's doesn't move that much, but Boyd kind of does, right? You go flagship MME for Boyd, he's like 21%, but then we go high stakes single entry for Boyd and he's like 28%. I think the 555 is probably considered the high stakes 20 max. So this would have been like a little bit different, right? He moves from like 21 to like 24. Reagan's goes from like 30 to 40 comparing to that flagship MME column. If you are not doing this, I'm not saying you're not doing this. I'm not saying, you know, anything like that. I don't know. But what I would recommend is if you weren't, right, in the instance where you're not changing this, I would change it, right? Just because it's going to give you a better idea when you're analyzing your exposures, analyzing your leverages of what we expect that player's ownership to come in that contest, right? This is automatically automatically take it into account in the field lineups and the contest sim, right? Even though you're not viewing it, it's still using this set of ownership. So that's the only thing I would recommend here, just as a, this is like almost like, hey, even before you decide to use contest sims, make sure you're doing this. Even before you decide to use custom fields in your contest sims, make sure you're doing this, or make sure you're aware of this. Now, getting back to the custom field conversation, you know, I think there is opportunity to add value with custom fields. The biggest question is, can you accurately, I don't want to say guess, but like predict, can you accurately predict where additional ownership is going to come in at and where ownership is going to be distributed from, right? If you're like, hey, you know, I know for whatever reason that Boyd is going to come in, you know, 40% owned instead of 25, and you're like directionally correct with that adjustment, then I would say, yeah, like consider this, right? Like if you're in the example you gave, like if Boyd was projected for 14 and you're like, you know what, I really think he's going to come in higher, and you are right more than you are wrong with your adjustments, then I would say, yes, there is definitely an opportunity there to add value in your custom fields, right? So that's the biggest thing, is like tracking the adjustments you're making, being, you know, right more than you're wrong. I'd say like you're right 60 to 70% of the time directionally, then you're probably doing something right. So I would experiment with it, right? Try it out and see how you like it. But I would not be afraid of using custom fields. That's for sure. All right. Good stuff there. Next question. Who do you like today? Captain on Showdown on 100K to first on DraftKings. Buddy Hield, Podziemski, Gobert, DiVincenzo almost hit 24K yesterday. Right on. So I think this is a good opportunity to jump into a slate demo. So why don't we go and why don't we look, right? So we're talking about Showdown. So there is a two-game slate today, but we're talking about captains. And we're talking about Golden State. So let's go to today, the 6th, Golden State, Minnesota. This will be a fun series. Looking forward to it. All right. Minnesota is a favorite. All right. Coming to this build. Two adjustments, two projections. We're just going to leave everything at default here. Running kickoff this build. So, captains in question, right? If I was trying to figure out, like, hey, you know, who does SaberSim like between Hield, Podziemski, Gobert, DiVincenzo, this is how I would do it. All right. So we're going to build 2,000 lineups, right? So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to come into the captains, probably just sort by projection, so it's, like, pretty easy to see. And then I'm going to compare basically these three columns. Probably the first thing I'm going to do is I want to get a feel for what SaberSim, I'm going to like zoom out and then I'm going to slowly zoom in. Okay. So first thing I'm going to do is like, hey, what does SaberSim think of these guys from a pool percentage perspective? Okay. So just straight up, who's coming up the most across our 2000. Okay. Looks like Podziemski is coming in the highest at about 5%. Gobert at 4%, Hield a little less than Gobert, but kind of the same. And then DiVincenzo, like a little less than them, right? So seems like Builder likes Podziemski a little bit. And then Gobert, Hield, and DiVincenzo are slightly less, but not too far behind, okay? So like this is effectively like our pool rankings, okay? Pool rankings go Podziemski, Gobert, Hield, DiVincenzo. So I'm just going to write these down. Okay, pod. Gobert, Hield. Dante. And I'm going to say it's like my pool. Okay, now what I like to do is I like to start chopping up the pool into different buckets, okay? So what I would do is I would look at like the top 10% of my lineups, right? Okay, so I'm going to change this number of lineups to 200 since that is 10% of 2,000. So now what I want to do though is I want to sort by exposure. And I'm saying, hey, what player is coming up the most in like the top 10% of my lineups, right? We're starting to prioritize lineup rank within the builder based on whatever sorting metric we're using, right? Okay. When I look at it this way, interesting, right? DiVincenzo is now at the top, followed by Podziemski, and then Hield, and then Gobert last. So a little bit of a switch up here, right? So Dante, and then Pod, and then Hield, and then Gobert. Okay. One thing we didn't look at, which I would have looked at when I was doing the pool one, is what are these players' ownerships, right? Okay, so like we go back to the pool example. So Podziemski, 4.2%. He's coming in 4.8. Okay, Gobert, 3.25, coming in at 4. Hield, 4.16, coming in at 3.8. DiVincenzo, 2.53, coming in at 3.6. So the only one that's a little noteworthy is Hield is getting owned a little bit more than he's coming up as kind of the optimal captain in our sims. So that's kind of like a knock on him. So I might just like make a little tick mark here, right? Just like, you know, keep an eye on this guy. But then anyways, we go back to our exposures, right? We can kind of do the same thing. Okay, DiVincenzo's coming up like twice as much now compared to his ownership. Podziemski's about neutral. Hield, we still don't like him. And then Gobert, we don't like him a little bit. But then I would do one more time, right? And I would do this like top 1% of my lineups, right? Top 20. Like, hey, who's coming up here? Okay, DiVincenzo coming up a lot, right? Second highest captain in our top 20 following Anthony Edwards. Podzimski seems like a fine play still. Gobert comes up. And then I think Heal disappears. So, yeah, he disappeared. All right. So, we looked at the pool. We've compared ownership to pool percentage. We looked at the top 10% of lineups. We looked at the top 1% of lineups. And this is what I would say. I would say the builder likes the most DiVincenzo and Podzimski. Gobert is probably fine. But it does not like Buddy Hield. So, like, I have these four guys, right? I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. I would not play Hield in the captain, right? Say I'm playing one lineup, and I'm trying to figure out who I want to play. Okay, take Hield out. If I had to prioritize, you know, the other three, I'd probably put Gobert last. And then I think you got to kind of decide what you want to do between DiVincenzo and Podzimski, right? I think Podzimski's coming up a little bit more, might be a little bit of, like, a safer play. But DiVincenzo, I think, has the most upside because he's the lowest owned captain. Builder seems to like getting leverage on him. So you got to kind of figure out which one of these two you want to take. So I would say Gobert, and then it's pretty close between Podzimski and DiVincenzo, and you got to kind of make a call, right? But those are the two that I would be looking at the most, trying to decide who I wanted to play between those two. Now, what you could do, right, is that you could actually just, like, come in here and, like, use the rank of your lineups, right? Like, I look at lineup number one. This is the DiVincenzo lineup, right? He's, you know, the top captain, and he's the first captain used, highest ranked lineup in our set, right? How far down do I have to go? I have to go to lineup four to go find a Podzimski lineup, okay? You got to maybe weigh the pros and cons of these, you know? Top one, ROI is really high. Does have a high salary, 201 projection. This other one with Podzimski gives up more ROI, but has a lot lower salary, which could be beneficial for the uniqueness of the lineup, and then does sacrifice a couple projected points as well. Some ownership of these lineups is the same, and they both have a captain under 5%. And what else? They're both 2-4 stacks, right? So captain paired with one player on his team and then four players from the other side. So kind of interesting. You know, you got to kind of figure out what you want to do here. And whatever way you're leaning, right? But I don't know. I think 1-4 are both good options. So anyways, that's kind of how you use SaberSim for, like, building one lineup, trying to find, trying to do some research, trying to, like, get an idea of who it likes and who it doesn't, and maybe which way you want to lean. So that's how I'd be answering that question, like, even on, like, a day-to-day basis, slate-to-slate basis as well. All right. Good stuff there. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Looks like we knocked out all these questions. Did a little bit of a single NBA showdown lineup demo for tonight. But appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.